Hi, I'm Larry King. Do you spend your days rushing to the nearest bathrooms?
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Happy Monday. Happy Monday, everybody. Have we had an interesting Monday? Very, very interesting Monday today. We're going to get to all that. We apologize sincerely for the lack of a noon show that we promoted. And thank you for joining us and paying attention to the promotion of the 4 p.m. show a little later than we planned on taping. We will get to all that in just a second. But there's a theme to the opening of today's show. We reflect on nostalgia quite often on this show. And I think that I remember when I was a kid, and it was just a kinder, gentler time. It was, as George Bush would say. And senior. And I just remember how innocent it was. And, you know, I saw a video come across my feed that, by the way.
You know, that'll be this week's shirt, by the way.
By the way.
You asked where I'm keeping the Kurds? I'm keeping them. By the way,
Kurds,
yes, no Kurds in way.
Do you know that cottage cheese?
Yeah.
Is not really a cheese. That just occurred to me.
Really?
That's the joke. Get it? Occurred to me. It's just occurred to me. It's an old joke. Got that from an alien. I want to play just a little nostalgia, little trip down nostalgia lane. We take you to a house from my childhood.
Okay.
And a normal conversation between adults. Let's take a peek at this. If we,
I'm tired of your mom.
Don't go there, John.
And your dad and your sister.
You know what? And your family tree must be a cactus because everybody on it is a prick.
Sunnier days. Sunnier days. You want to play that? You want to play that one more time, Josh? I got a little clip
here.
Let's take another peek. All right, here we go.
Tired of your mom.
John.
And your dad and your sister.
You know what? And your family tree must be a cactus because everybody on it is a prick.
Sitcom time.
Now, the AI stuff is crazy when they do that, because they do stuff that goes back to like black and white shows too.
Yes.
And
yes.
It's horrifying.
They do? Yes, they do. Who's they?
People, the AI content creators.
Oh, okay. But have you seen that particular
AI? I've not seen that one, no. But, I mean, okay. it's really upsetting because I look for stuff like that. And when I see something that looks that nostalgic, it always throws me.
Now, this next comedian, I'm guilty of not knowing his name because I got this and immediately decided I'd share it because it made me laugh. This, to me, is a breakdown of pop culture. We don't see it very often with today's comedians. So roll this this take on Looney Tunes, ladies and gentlemen.
All right. Looney Tunes for my kids recently? That show has not aged well. All right, honey, let's meet this cast of characters. First off, we have a pig. His name's Porky. And his thing is he has a speech impediment. She goes, what? I go, yeah, he has a hard time communicating with his peers. And therefore, he has really low self-esteem. Okay, you don't like that? Well, check it out. There's this mouse, and he's Mexican. She goes, I don't get it. How's that funny? I go, how's that not funny? You heard what I said, right? Mexican mouse? Okay, you don't like that? Well, check it out. There's this skunk.
Oh, no.
She goes, what's he doing? I go, he holds women against their will. Yeah, they try and get away, but Pepe won't let him. And all the other characters, what they're doing is they're trying to kill one another. You know how in your shows they're all friends? They're not in these ones. They're trying to murder one another. There's this coyote who wants to kill this bird. There's this cat who wants to kill this other bird. Both that cat and that bird also have speech impediments, by the way. And if you don't like any of that, here comes the headliner, the main character. You ready to see? There's this bunny. And there's this hunter, who, you guessed it, also has a speech impediment. There's like 8 disabilities. They're all hilarious. And this hunter wants to kill the bunny, except for when the bunny puts on women's clothes.
Oh, no.
And now he does not want to kill the bunny. No, he is sexually attracted.
Yeah, always.
To the bunny.
Oh, God.
No, sweetheart, you want to turn on Bluey and learn about empathy? Okay, let's do that.
That's just magnificent. That is the best breakdown of Looney Tunes I think I've ever heard.
You're watching Looney Tunes with your son on a current iteration. Are they as insensitive still?
Or
are they running the classics?
They don't make new ones, I don't think.
No, they're the old. They're talking about the old ones is what I think they are.
Because years ago when they came out on DVD, I bought the set of the Looney Tunes that were so uncensored that they started with a dialogue with Whoopi Goldberg apologizing in advance. And it's, again, I mean, it's separating art from artist, I guess, but it's not okay. It's really not okay.
But it is the nature. I mean, if you want to take a look at a little snapshot, a little time capsule, that's Looney Tunes all the way.
Yeah, it is.
And really, I think you can be a liberal like me and laugh at the sensitivity of what we... It's so funny. In one way, we are more sensitive than we've ever been.
Mm-hmm.
And in another way, we are as insensitive as a country as we have ever been. It is so... weird. Yeah. It really, really is. It's amazing. I don't know. I have trouble figuring it out. Now, what I do not have trouble figuring out is our little world here. And a couple of things are at play that I want to take care of, some business before we get to the noon incident.
Yes.
Josh informs me there are a lot of people that are chirping at us, and some of the trolls have been very active. I'm not even sure when that normally happens, what time of year that happens, but they're out there, they're taking shots, and I don't dwell on it like I used to unless people tell me that it's happening, and that's what happened today. So I got a little synopsis from Josh about what people are saying. That's where the "by the way" came through as a potentially verbal crutch for me, but I don't know. But if you're aware of it, then you can fix it. So if I'm not aware of it, I don't know. So we'll see. I'll be aware of it now. That's how that rolls. That's the way I do it. And then the other stuff was the way it's always been. And that is the idea of how we support this show. We support this show the way we support this show. We do it like many other podcasts do it, and we do it every day. And that's how it rolls. And there is a landscape for this show that is probably easier than some and more difficult than others. And that's just the way it goes. So we understand that. And if you want to throw darts at us about that, well, why are you here? And why are you still listening? Because if you are still listening, then just shut the F up and let us do this. This is what we do. This is what I've done my whole life. This is how I
still
attack
still
my job every day. What's that?
You can still subscribe. Just go ahead and delete the episode. You don't have to listen. Just get us the download.
No. So, it's just, okay. So, we have one in the chat group today. Francis Ethel Gunn 1.
That's right.
Enough of this emo talk. Be funny.
By the way, that's a fake name because that's Judy Garland's real name. And he's using Judy Garland as his picture.
Shakespeare was a fictional character. This is a pain in the ass person right here.
Don't worry. I put him in timeout.
Oh, that's nice. Good. Bye. Hope you enjoyed your stay. Thank you. Now listen, 12 noon, I take you back to that hour.
How's your gut?
My gut's fine. No problemas whatsoever.
I'm just saying.
Very smart doctor that I've known for probably since 2018, 2019. And,
but not even that. At noon, your gut was really bad. You kept telling me I got a bad gut.
That'll come later. I know what you're referring to. We, over the weekend, we convene. I think it was before that. Actually, last week, I let the guys know. I had one of those appointments that you have to schedule six months out. It was after I had an issue in December, right before the TMOS cruise. And when I got out of hospital, they told me to do a follow-up with a gastroenterologist and a colorectal surgeon. Yeah. But this doctor is so popular that she books like 5-6 months out. So I didn't get to see her until this morning.
Well, luckily, and the cruise food was very good for you.
With my gut, this is a doctor I like to have on speed dial simply because this doctor's reputation is one of the best in the area. And this is a super smart lady. And I really, within what, I was probably in there all of 5 minutes. And she's just so smart. And she delivers the information so concisely and so clearly. And it was like in and done and explained that the type of diverticulitis that I have is not like certain people. And occasionally you will get the diverticular bleed. But they can't do surgery on it because they don't know where it's coming from. They actually do a radiological procedure. And that was it. And no need to do that either because I'm not experienced anything and I've managed it since December and everything seems to be going fine.
What is the difference between diverticulitis and diverticulitis? Because I think you've said
both. Well, the diverticulosis are the little pockets. Diverticulitis is when those little pockets get inflamed and irritated.
Itis always means
and
inflamed.
That's what happens. The bleed can happen at any of the little things you have in your colon. And it can be very scary because it, you know, it's blood down there. Very, very scary. And but she was like, bing, bang, boom. And then I was out of there and I walked out and she, you know, I saw the people in the office. And the only thought I had, overwhelming thought, was just, you know, there are people in there that are really, really dealing with stuff. And my heart goes out to them and my prayers go out to them because that's a place for people that have some really serious issues.
You waited your turn. You don't need to feel bad for them.
Yeah, I truly did. And I thought about how refreshing it is to go in and see somebody, a medical professional, and just have that person up here on the shelf, just waiting in case there was anything really serious. And if there ever was, that would be the person that I would want to deal with me.
Did you explain to them that your actual colon looks like a rock climbing wall?
It's probably on the outside. That's probably exactly what it looks like.
Yeah.
So that was 9 o'clock and was in very, very quickly. And then after I took my son to school this morning, went to the appointment and then came back and was ready to go. Got in here probably about 11:45 or so, a little early this morning to chat with Josh. And
Mike was the first one in.
Normally, Rob and Josh get together before I pop in here. And then time passed, and we were all kind of we started talking about Rob. Mm-hmm. And then Josh said, well, I sent him an email on something I needed him to work on, and he never got back to me. And then we got inside the five-minute mark. And I think my quote to you, Josh, was, I'm starting to get a little worried here. This is a little unusual. And
which quickly transitioned to, I've got a bad feeling in my gut.
I didn't like it. And it was after 12 noon. We didn't know what to do because we were genuinely, in a very short period of time, we were worried.
Yeah. We both tried calling you, Rob. No answers.
Texted, called. Yep. Then finally, because we, you know, Josh and I weren't ready to pop in and deal with the show until we knew what the hell was going on. I call Rob's wife at the school.
It goes to contact.
It goes to voicemail.
Always.
And she called me back right away. And I said, when was the last time you talked to Rob? And she said, he was asleep when I left this morning. Mm-hmm. That's the first time that I got genuinely freaked out. Mm-hmm. And so she said, I'll go home and check on it. And then
did she volunteer it or did you have to ask her?
She volunteered it.
Okay.
She said, I'll go home and in short order, I should say.
Which I took as she was also concerned at that point.
Well, that's a positive.
By the way, by the way. I didn't have anything to say. I just wanted to say that.
Okay.
The waiting game began as soon as she said she was coming over to see you. Mm. And Josh and I, who normally will converse minimally, not like you two are going, but Josh and I talk a lot. And Josh and I sat here in total silence, right?
Yeah, we would normally talk baseball. Instead, we both just informed our wives what was going on.
And we were both waiting for here.
Yeah.
Because it's not something that is... Carrie called Mike and said, bad news, he's still alive.
Probably pretty close.
There was a moment after Carrie said it, she'll head on over there, probably 15 minutes later, where Mike said, now my only fear is that Carrie's going to call back.
And that was my fear. And sure enough, she texted, right? Did she text Josh
she texted,
or did she call? She texted me. And, I got the text right here.
I believe it says, Rob is, I woke him up. He will be in contact soon.
Yeah.
And then we waited longer.
Oh, Carrie is, in many ways as passive as Rob is to a degree.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause Carrie wrote, I woke him up. I imagine he'll contact you.
I imagine.
She's pretty passive.
Yeah.
You both are.
Yeah. Probably why we're still married.
Relieved. Thank you. She said, thanks for contacting me. And I gave her a thumbs up. And then the waiting begins again. Mm-hmm. And let me explain the way I would roll in this situation. I would be on the phone so fast out of that bed or wherever you were sleeping. And we waited 3-4 minutes or something like that were the longest three of our, because at that point I'm like, is he really okay?
Right.
This is after, now the fear of Rob dying has left. And I mean, I'm talking, Josh and I were both going, you know, you are not the healthiest dude in the world. And Carla said to me, how long has he been sick? I said, he's always sick. He's sick all the time. He's sick every year. He's sick half the year. Easily.
The hardest thing about this, the most horrifying thing about this, is that your initial thought is that I'm dead and that I can't combat that. I'd think the same thing about me. So I hate that. I've made my bed of being a sickly person, and it's horrible to think that that would be the first thing.
Well, I think the noon start made it worse because
much worse.
Start, you Absolutely. Can be like, oh, maybe he overslept.
Yeah, much
noon
worse.
Noon seemed odd.
Yeah. And
so,
but Rob, then the delay of the call, and I wasn't upset at that point. You were the witness. I don't even know how I was behaving. I was not in a good way. I really was freaked out. I really, I think the way it's not completely like I would feel if something happened to Michael, but
right.
I believe it is, it's in second place and feels eerily similar. And it is not. And it went, I meant it when I said to Josh, I said, I feel like I'm going to barf. Yeah. I felt like I was going to barf.
5 minutes. And then I called Rob.
You called Rob.
I called
he didn't
Rob
because
we were sitting here wondering what's going on,
and I'm like, "What the f?" You know, and then we determined he's scurrying around getting done what he has to do.
No, exactly what happened is this: is once I realized the gravity of the situation and how badly I'd screwed everything up, I got up and I was still under the impression we could do the show at noon, so I got up.
This was like 12:25.
Yeah,
now.
Well, I mean, still do the show with the late
right.
start.
Exactly.
I
understand.
So I got up, I brushed my teeth, I looked. Well, you know, Mike.
You're an MF.
How was
really
your wake up?
It was. Carrie is not happy with me right now. So
I'm
with
you. Hey, Carrie, I'm with you. Let's hold hands in solidarity here.
Exactly. And so I came down, and you see what I did, and this is stupid. really stupid. It's a whole pile of stupid crap. I thought that since we had a noon start, no need to set an alarm because I'm always up by 9 or even earlier than that. I wake up at 8. And so I did not have my phone on my nightstand. I left it downstairs. And I thought, you know what? It'll be fine. And it was not fine. It was the mark of an idiot. And so I...
What time does your wife get up?
She normally gets up on a normal day after me.
And we've established the fact that you two do share the marital bed, right?
Yes, yes.
So mm-hmm. she gets up at what time? What time does her alarm go off?
I think like 6.
6, that's when Carla yeah. usually sets an alarm for. Yeah. Carla sets an alarm for 6, and then if she's going in later, she will... I'm always up at 6.
Yeah.
I'm always up at 6.
Years of training, though. I mean, that you probably can't sleep in, can you?
I don't... Boy, when I was drinking, I could, but, yeah. you know, not, no, I, and the old man thing kicks in too, you know?
Yeah. And I want everyone to know I'm not drinking. It wasn't related to that.
Did you wake up at all this
morning? That's how worried I was. I always think that you might be drinking again, but
no.
I was worried. I was thinking, I wasn't even thinking about that.
Wow.
I was thinking that you were on medication for yeah. your breathing,
yeah,
you know, and that something really bad happened because you do still have habits that are, you know, I bust your balls about it because I, at the heart of it, at the core of it, I know it now, certainly from the way I felt, is not just to bust your balls, as everybody accuses me of all the time. It's because I worry about your health because we did almost lose you. And that's why immediately Josh and I both went to, you know, he went to sleep and he didn't wake up. Yeah. That's what we were thinking.
Well, it's.
Did Carrie wake you up by yelling at you or with a mirror under your nose?
She actually climbed into bed and snuggled. No, she did not. She said, the first thing I remember this morning after that was, are you okay? Do you know what time it is? And I said, I don't. And she said, it's 12:15.
Did you say it like that? Hold on. Did you say it like, I don't?
No, I probably didn't. I probably didn't have a chance to get into something edgeways because she was ready to go. So she told me what time it was. And
I'm
like,
going to ask a favor here.
Okay.
I want you to do something you don't do for our okay. listeners.
All right.
I want you to tell this story, and I want you to do the very best to paint the picture as accurately and non-embellished without shtick
okay.
as you possibly can. I want to know, because I think between the lines, it sounded like Carrie really yelled for you. She was pretty freaked out.
She was.
Okay, so tell us, start at the beginning and just tell us what happened when she got to your house.
I went to bed at a fairly normal time last night, like 9:45. Slept through the night, except for, I think, 2 bathroom stops.
She said, when I spoke to her, that you have been sleeping and sleeping and sleeping.
Yeah.
True?
True. Sleeping is great.
There we go. He can't do it.
No, I think it is. It has to do, I think, probably with getting my meds adjusted, and I have an appointment for that right now. Already have an appointment.
What do you mean? I don't know what that. What does that mean?
Well, I think that the Prozac and the Wellbutrin, I don't know that they're playing well together. I think they make me tired, and okay. I do. I sleep a lot. And also, this weekend was particularly weird because I was on antibiotics and steroids as well. And I did not feel 100% all weekend, but I know that the medicines are going to help me with my breathing and my coughing, as they have historically. So, at least a temporary fix. I know that it never seems to ever really go away, but the steroids are good. But steroids were beating me up. And so I didn't feel 100%, but I didn't feel sick. So I went to bed at the normal time. One of the times that I got up to take a leak was probably about 8:30, 9, I guess, because I have a desk clock, but not a, I mean, I have a nightstand clock, but not my phone. And I got up and I peed and I said, you know what? I could get up, but maybe just a few more minutes. And I put my head down and then I hear the dogs barking and Carrie comes in. And the first thing I hear her say is, are you all right? it's 12:45 or 12:20 or whatever time it was. And I've gotten calls from Mike and Josh, and you need to get up. And again, are you okay? And I said, yeah, I haven't felt great this weekend, but I don't feel like there's anything dangerous. I just overslept. And she said, okay. And I do ask, I did ask.
Overslept if you're counting Dracula.
I understand.
I mean, I think we're counting 19 hours or something by now.
It's insane.
Yeah.
It's,
yeah.
I wish.
It's not oversleeping. It's like, that's a problem.
That's 15 hours.
15 hours. 15 yeah. hours.
15
that's
hours.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I would imagine that. Don't you have a thing where you sleep so much you can't get awake? Right. Do you know what I mean? Where you sleep so many hours that it's called death. 15 hours. And the fact that you got up at like 8:30 and then just took a couple piss more and went back to bed.
A couple more seemed nice. And I remember thinking it. And it's mind-boggling to me that I would. Also, you know, if you get up, you're not. I don't know that I was really thinking it through. If you're tired like that, or you're not tired but not totally aware. And it's, again, it's, I don't know even, I don't, I can't even say it. It's so hard for me to think that this would happen. I'm not the kind of person that misses a deadline very often.
Are you?
And
well, we taped the show. Are you tired now?
No, I'm doing okay now.
We tape the show, folks, most times, quite often. I think the most of our taping times, they're all over the lot. They vary all the time. Most of our tapings probably have happened this year so far at 8 a.m.
Yeah.
And bright and early in the morning. And when I hear that you get up at 8 o'clock or 8:30, take a leak and go back to bed.
Yeah.
That's unusual.
I guess.
I'll do that.
What do you mean you guess? Is it unusual for you or not?
I didn't expect to sleep for 3 more hours. I expected to sleep for maybe 20 more minutes or just relax for 24 minutes, you know? And it got me. It absolutely got me. I'd love to right now just blame the medicine and say that, you know, steroids screw with you or antibiotics screw with you. But I can't say that because this is on me. This is absolutely on me.
So the odd thing here being that, you know, you're never late for the 8 a.m. shows, and then you talk about getting up at 8 and then going going back to bed and then sleeping for another couple of hours, that's right. That's not normal.
No,
that's not normal for you.
No, it's not typical of anybody, I would think.
So it does point to the medicines. That something's not right in your system.
I would think so, because I was thinking back, we've only in the history of this show, and this amazingly came to me right away, we've only had one principal on the show that had ever done what I did today, which is not show and not call.
Well, that was a pattern of...
It's not a pattern I wish to be aligned
with. The no call, no show in our business, probably in any business, the no call, no show is a big deal, because then what enters in is no longer the job. What enters in is the welfare of the individual.
Yes.
That's why, you know, and I watched too many Datelines, but, you know, when I said to Josh, I felt I felt sick to my stomach, because I'm like, I thought really the worst.
Yeah.
I thought really, really, really the worst. And, you know.
I mean, with the history that I have had, coupled with your Irish Catholicism, it's going to happen. You're going to think he's dead.
It's weird, man.
It is.
So
and you
weird.
Know what? I think I would feel the same way about either of you if that same thing happened. I love you guys. And in a weird way, I appreciate that you got so pissed at me, because that's pure emotion right there. And
I have watched you shut up, dogs. Michael, fix the dogs.
Maybe the dogs could take a nap.
Jesus Christ. Anyway, getting back to what I was going to say. By the way. The idea of it was very similar to what I would, I think, feel with a family member.
Yeah. I agree. I would feel the same way.
Family members that have passed away, but I'm prepared for it.
How about this? A family member that you like.
It was Josh. How did you feel? You've known him a shorter period of time than I have.
I mean, I didn't think Rob's dead until Mike kept bringing up. We literally didn't talk except for 15 minutes of like
we were both
got a bad feeling.
Yeah, yeah. It's.
I'm sorry, I was projecting concerning. That on you, and I probably freaked you out a little bit. My apologies for that.
You definitely did freak me out.
Yeah.
But then when I informed Kelly what was going on, she also seemed a little concerned.
Yeah.
So then I was like, well, maybe I should be concerned also.
Okay.
My reputation in my past doesn't do anything to reinforce the idea that everything's going to be okay.
Did your wife linger when she woke you up, or was she right back out the door?
Out the door.
Did she say anything to you other than you've got to wake up, or were there any words exchanged whatsoever?
The words that I remember saying is, I'm sorry, please don't be mad at me, and I don't think I got a reply to that.
Yeah, because she was freaked.
She was freaked too.
And
she made good time. I don't care how close that school is to your house. She made a really good time getting over there.
And, you know, it's a bigger deal for her to leave school to check on me than people understand, because she's a special ed teacher and they are understaffed. And the fact that even she took the 20 minutes to do it is amazing. The most hurtful thing, well, the saddest thing.
What time does she normally get home in the afternoon?
4:30.
Okay, so she's coming in right about now.
Yeah. Unless she has some after-school gig, which I did not check the calendar today.
Or she stops by like a local watering hole
and just
gets S-housed.
The worst text to get is when I sat down at the desk down here and my son, who is, you know, Carrie's coworker. They work in the same classroom. Robert texts me, "Are you okay?" And that's what made me really, really sort of have an emotional drain, because the
Josh calls and Mike saying, "Are you okay?" is meaningless. But I understand that when your son checks in, you called him, right? You called him after this incident.
Well, remember, you called me and we both spoke before I got that text from Robert.
Right. And that what I'm saying is the fact that Carrie went back, told Robert what was going on, and then Robert still felt need to text you.
Yeah.
Means you definitely scared Carrie as well.
Yeah. And scared Robert.
Josh and scared
you.
Me.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not trying to diminish what you guys felt. But as you said, Mike, family is family. Family always comes in first.
Well, my feeling was that with that time frame, noon, sorry, I'm folding my hands over like I'm in a casket.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of, what I thought. Now, Josh brought up the fact that you were sure now, based on how you felt that, if Rob dies, the show dies. And I said, I said to Josh, in its current incarnation. Yeah.
Well, we'd have to take 2 weeks off and then it'd be the Mike and Josh show.
Regroup.
Yeah.
Right. We'll regroup.
Call Marcus Serta, get him in here and make it happen.
Sure.
don't vomit, please don't vomit.
Wow. Yeah, but Rob, you are all right. I know you're a passive guy, and
right,
it's time for you to be a little less passive in the
I
way
understand.
You deal with people.
Yeah,
your wife especially, at the top of the list, your coworkers.
Could you at least text us before you die?
Yeah,
just so we don't have to worry.
Maybe at night I will go ahead and program in a text, so I just have to hit send if I start to feel badly.
Did it occur to you that, because really, it's very, very, we have done shows under the most adverse of circumstances.
Sure.
I have done radio shows and podcasts in the midst of tons of things happening.
Yeah.
Josh and I, every now and then, there are a couple of times when I've gone through a divorce or two that I didn't feel like coming in.
Sure.
And, took a mental health day. Carl and I had a rough patch one time when it was the same thing, where it gets that to that, just the idea of functioning in a happy, happy, joy, joy environment. This was in a very rapid sequence of events in short order. You know, there was no way we were coming in. And then we decided we would regroup and tape later in the afternoon. And yeah, because I would have been in a weird way coming in here and doing that. Yeah.
Funny,
we needed to think about it.
We didn't hesitate starting the show the last time this happened with a principal.
Did we? We went on, right?
Yes, we did.
Didn't
we
announce that that was it? Right.
And we sent Pony to his house.
Yeah.
And Pony didn't know what his house was.
Right.
And so Pony came back with no resolution.
Yeah.
And the fact that you were the fact that you cared enough, it means a lot, because I think in other situations it might not have.
Yeah, I was pissed. I was pissed off. That was just a totally different scenario. So
what's
this guy say? Nate says it is really going to happen if he doesn't start doing the CPAP.
Oh, it's not the CPAP.
Might very well be.
No, I've stopped snoring.
But do you have sleep apnea?
Not anymore.
You don't know.
I had a fat throat. I don't stop breathing anymore. I don't snore. And it largely has to do with the fact that I'm down, 90 pounds?
Yeah, they say you can get off it with weight loss.
Yeah. So I don't feel that I have it anymore.
So you went to bed, let's say, 9 p.m.
Well, it's closer to 10. 11, let's say 10.
10, 11, 12,
14 1, hours.
2, 3, 4, yeah, 14. 5, 6, 7, 8. That's 10 hours. Mm-hmm. Then he takes a leak, mm-hmm. and then he goes from 8:30, 9:30, 10:30, 11:30. So yeah. 13 hours.
Imagine 14, if actually. Carrie didn't wake you up. You might still be asleep.
That could be true, and God, that would be... You know, in a way, Carrie waking me was better than waking up and finding out that I'd screwed up on my own. That would be because, you know, I would be in such a total panic that, or maybe it wouldn't, I don't know. It's such a weird. It's
Joey Bag of Donuts says, budding narcoleptic. That's funny.
Everyone has to aspire to something.
Jay Diz says, my teenager doesn't sleep that long without looking at his phone, LOL. And somebody said necroleptic. That is weird.
Wow, that has to do with dead people, right?
That's dead people. But it was a bit of relief.
Yeah.
And then
the anger came.
Yeah. Yeah, and you, I bet you wish that was on the air, but it's not going to be.
No. Yeah. I don't want anything.
Because you should have let people know.
I know.
But you're passive.
I am.
You're too passive, dude. Sometimes you got to man up and, take responsibility and know that people care about you and acknowledge it. That's all. Yeah. That's what people want. And, do something nice for your wife tonight because she was freaked out. She really thought probably what Josh and I thought. Well, maybe not Josh as much as me. Mm-hmm. She probably thought it just as much as I did.
And right? Mike convinced me. Mike had me convinced you were dead.
Because I think the worst, that's an Irish Catholic thing, you know, where, in my world, that's, somebody said, East West Creation says, is this a depression response from losing the producer job to Beth?
You know, it's so weird he would say that because I was going through a lot of files this weekend and organizing stuff, and I ran into about two pictures of Beth Ann, and I just looked at her.
God, love her.
Oh, she's the greatest.
She was there when I needed her. I was happy for having her when I needed her. All right.
If Beth Ann didn't show up, how would you react?
I wouldn't have felt the way I did. But I would have felt bad.
Yeah.
Here's a quick message from today's sponsor, the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. If you've ever owned a pet, you know they run on their own logic. Jump first, think later. Ask questions, never. I've got dogs, so I know this is true. It's part of what makes them so lovable. But it's also how you end up with those surprise vet visits you didn't see coming. ASPCA Pet Health Insurance helps cover eligible vet expenses. So when those moments happen, you can focus on getting them the care they need without overthinking the cost or second-guessing your decision. When you enroll in an ASPCA pet health insurance plan, you could even get a $25 Amazon gift card. It's a little treat for you while you're doing something great for your pet. The program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier to get your pet the care they may need. Who's a good boy? You are. If you enroll in the ASPCA pet health insurance plan, it's been around for almost 20 years and has covered nearly 1 million pets in that time. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/TMOS. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/TMOS. Eligibility restrictions apply. Visit aspcapetinsurance.com/Amazon. Terms for more info. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance. You got the thing. You ready to go this
time? Yeah. Do you want to do news? It? There. You do the news? Okay. Here we go.
A few months ago, Vogue declared 2026 the year of the crack, not the drug. The backside cleavage, the plumber's crack.
Oh, yeah, I remember this.
Well, frontside cleavage is also a thing now, and for men, too.
Oh, no.
The latest example, the Cannes Film Festival is happening now, and model Alton Mason has been making his case for an aggressively open shirt. It's not just forget a button open. We're talking, is this a shirt or is this a cape? That's what he's doing with it. That's the look. These shirts probably don't even need to have buttons. He designed these shirts himself specifically to be worn or hung around his chest. I didn't see any examples. I was looking for them, but I couldn't find
them. Do you own a cape?
I do not own a cape, no. Okay. Don't have the pleasure. Well,
and your shirt comes next week, right?
Yes, my shirt is my wonderful down to the belly button.
I would never wear a cape without something under it.
You know what? There was a day that I loved the fact that I had a hairy chest. I was really back. There was a time culturally where it was a thing to look like that.
Burt Reynolds.
I did Burt Reynolds era. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
And Andy Kaufman.
And then the grays happen and forget it. It's no longer.
Do you remember when you first saw a gray chest hair?
I probably don't. I mean, it happened quickly. You know, I mean, your beard hair and your chest hair are the first thing to go gray.
I saw one.
I don't know about your ass hair.
Well, mine is always promptly removed.
Yours. Thank you. Thank you very much.
I was at the pool and I saw if I put my head down as far as I could see one gray chest hair. And that whole day at the pool, all I thought about was this has got to come out. Yeah, but I couldn't pull it out at the pool, right?
It's very scary. It's very, very scary. Alton Styles will be launched in stores, so you can try the look, too, and they can be buttoned technically. So if your summer physique isn't quite ready for prime time yet, you can ease into it. But that's not cleavage. Cleavage is big, fat boobs stuck together with a big,
I've been doing that for years.
Right.
And with the right guy, it is cleavage.
I love that shot of you. It is just so weird. The sun is at a different angle now.
I had to move the car during that commercial break because it was finished charging, and it said it would charge me if
Josh
I stayed there.
Josh in Tampa getting ready for the Rays Orioles game tonight.
Do you think that this cleavage story is just a little late to the party? Because I know you are a big fan of Tubby Boots.
Tubby Boots was a male comedian who he was gay, but he was a male comedian who. Who fancied himself kind of a cross-dressing individual. But his big claim to fame was so fat that he could give himself women's boobs.
Yeah,
and I think one of his album covers has that.
Mike, he's flamboyant.
Just a bit.
Yes.
And really, really, weird. Just a bad comedian.
But you know what? So many people have to watch him on TV. You saw him in person.
Yes, it was at the Desert Lounge, Pasadena, Maryland. Some of us are still shipping Pamela Anderson and Liam Neeson, but it seems like it's not happening. Instead, we might be getting Pamela Anderson and Tom Cruise.
All right, I told you about Neeson. I said that was fake.
The fine, reliable folks at one of the great institutions of American journalism, the National Enquirer, they say that Pamela is making room for love in her life, and Tom might be interested. After seeing her Golden Globe-nominated performance in the 2024 drama The Last Showgirl, Tom reportedly called to congratulate her on the big comeback. They've been in touch ever since, and an insider says there's a spark between them, whatever that means. Just 1 year ago, they were seen leaving the same New York City hotel, not together, but just moments apart.
Oh, my God. People in a hotel?
Tom is 63. Pam is 58.
this is her probably trying to get that same spark again, because, you know, it lit up the internet when she was dating Liam Neeson and he played along. But will Tom Cruise play along to this?
I don't know that.
And does Tom Cruise have a movie coming out?
He does. Now there's a story about more breasts. Sydney Sweeney's breasts.
Hmm.
You're welcome. She says, quote, "When I was in high school, I used to feel uncomfortable about how big my boobs were. And I used to say that when I turned 16, no, check that, 18, I was going to get a boob job to make them smaller. Luckily, God intervened and sent Sydney a message through her mother, who told Sydney, quote, don't do it. You'll regret it in college." Way to go, Mom. Sydney listened to her mother, and she's glad she did. Quote, "I like them. They're my best friends. Everybody's body is beautiful. When you are confident and you're happy within, that's when it really shows to other people." So
I think
Euphoria, I think it's a wonderful thing.
I think it's also a lie, though, the story, because you're not allowed to get elective plastic surgery until you're 18 or 21.
No, she said 18. She said 18.
All right.
You know, and I'm glad her mommy, you know. Yeah, go ahead.
I'd like anything that made me money.
I think that I am just captivated by that look. It's just, I can't describe it. It looks like Sin City, doesn't it, Rob?
Yeah,
his camera shot.
Sorry, very artistic.
Those audio people that are just listening. I apologize.
Josh, I'm sorry. Every day you have to drive to Tampa now.
The connectivity is amazing, isn't it?
It is. It's great.
It's wonderful. I like that a lot. A baker in Louisiana named Julie Fradella.
Hey, she's a good baker.
She said she got an order for a huge birthday cake a few months ago. A woman was ordering it for her boyfriend, Jonathan, and a large celebration was in the works because the custom cake cost $600. That sounds like wedding stuff, not birthday stuff. It was big enough for 75 people. But right before it was due to be picked up, the woman, I guess this is not the baker, the woman found out that Jonathan was cheating on her. Oh, this is the girlfriend.
Ah.
So she called up Julie to say the party was being nixed. The cake had been made, and it was too late to cancel it. So she said she'd be willing to pay an extra $100 for a video of Julie, the baker, smashing the cake. And Julie was all in. The baker was all in on this. She didn't just demolish the cake. She filmed a video of her setting it on fire.
That's great.
And she even lectured Jonathan in the video. I think that's wonderful. Solidarity.
And a great way for her to make some extra dough.
That's wonderful. Dough. Get it? Dough, everybody. If you've ridden a Waymo or some other self-driving car, it seems like the future, but can also seem like the circus. Neighborhoods in the Atlanta area are trying to figure out what's going on because dozens of Waymos have been coming into cul-de-sacs and they just circle around like they're casing the joint.
That's horrifying.
These cars aren't bringing anyone home. They're completely empty, and locals say it's not uncommon for there to be 6 to 8 of them circling in the same cul-de-sac at one time.
I hope it's one guy who's just going in there and ordering them all.
That is so funny. Yeah,
do you think it could be like a flaw in the programming that they can't handle a cul-de-sac?
It could be a flaw in the mapping system where the map shows it's not a cul-de-sac and they're confused.
The director of the Waymo program in Atlanta was called, but unfortunately he fell asleep and didn't wake up until afternoon.
Stop it!
It's become such a problem that the homeowners have tried to put those watch out for children playing signs on the street to prevent them from passing through, but that caused even more congestion with confused Waymos getting stuck.
Oh, so they see the neon green boy, and they have to stop. Right.
Parents are concerned because they have kids and pets around, and the Waymo insanity has increased traffic on otherwise quiet neighborhood streets. They've complained to Waymo, but haven't received a direct response yet.
Well, there's no one there.
I know how that feels. I really know how that feels.
Oh.
It's not a good feeling. It's an empty feeling in your gut. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you think they think the owner of Waymo passed away?
Yeah. And it made them almost nauseous.
Well, they called Mrs. Waymo and she came home. So it's okay.
God. You know, I almost would go so far as to saying you have to go after I go, but I'm not in the mood today. So there we go.
You mean as far as death?
As far as death, yeah, because I'm 10 years older than you are. Yeah. A gentleman in Florida named Jesse McAuliffe was stopped by police in a supermarket parking lot because he was in violation of his parole. There were obvious signs of drug use, including a tie-off. That's the thing where they get the vein up, you know, that yeah. little plastic thing.
Yeah.
That fell from Jesse's arm, and syringes were in his car. There was also a bag of fentanyl in his pocket. In a body cam video, Jesse said that it was sugar.
Of course it was.
The cop asked why he kept it in a little baggie, and he said, "My sugar gets low, and I need to eat it." There was also the sugars. There was also a bottle cap filled with melted fentanyl. Jesus Christ.
Oh, God.
And when an officer held it up, Jesse blew it directly into the deputy's face. It looked like a dangerous attempt to get rid of the evidence.
Don't do this, Jesse.
Jesse said, "I was just trying to blow that off your hand so you didn't get it in your mouth. You might get sick from it. Don't touch it." Jesse was charged with possession of fentanyl, drug paraphernalia, and tampering with evidence. Florida, sun, fun, fentanyl. Lots of fun there. We have to take a little break. And are we going to do a live or are we going to do? We are?
Yes.
Okay, well, this is what I told you about before, a new sponsor. And then after this, I want to talk about another sponsorship opportunity that's come up back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We haven't even mentioned it. And we're very excited about it. But let's talk about Rula. I said this before. Sometimes life piles up on you. Stress, burnout, anxiety. You have family stuff. You have financial stuff. A lot of people hit that point where they think, you know what? I should probably talk to somebody because life is becoming too much. But then comes the frustrating part, trying to actually find a therapist that takes your insurance and doesn't cost a fortune. That's why I want to tell you about Rula. Rula is a healthcare company that helps connect you with licensed therapists and mental health providers that are covered by insurance. And that's the big difference. They work with over 100 insurance plans. Thank God that there's a company out there paying attention to mental health and helping people negotiate this with big insurance. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. The average copay for patients is just about $15 per session. In some cases, it could even be $0 depending on your coverage. And they don't just throw you at the first available therapist. Rula will match you with providers based on your needs, preferences, goals, and your background. So you can actually find somebody who feels like the right fit for you. So check them out. Rula, that's R-U-L-A, and they'll be able to help you. That we appreciate, Rula. We're glad that they are a brand new sponsor of the Mike O'Mara Show. Thank you. Thank you. Now, another thing that we used to do all the time on this show, we don't do it, we haven't done it for years, but I am so happy to say that we have our affiliate program back with Amazon. This is a game changer for our show. It makes all the difference in the world for our show. If you were in the habit of, you know, going through the Mike O'Mara Show page, tmospodcast.com, in order to get to Amazon, you can do it. You click one button, all your purchases on Amazon, if you go through our show, are, you know, tear off a little bit for the show, which is really, really helpful for us. Am I leaving anything out, Josh Soroka?
No, I can do a demo tomorrow, but there's a Shop Amazon button at the top. And then there's another Amazon button on the sidebar of all the pages of tmospodcast.com. And then thirdly, if you go to the sponsor section, there's a button for stuff we like, which is stuff we have curated in Amazon, including all the equipment we use to make this podcast.
Very latest for me, cracked pepper, David's jumbo sunflower seeds.
Oh, man.
5-pack arrived at my house. You know, it's all-star season, and I will be attending a lot of baseball. So I stocked up. They're the best. I love them. Cracked pepper, hard to find in the convenience stores. Easy to find on Amazon. And just happy to be talking
to people
about
look back on people that have been with the show a long time. If you look back 5, 6, 7 years when Amazon was originally partnering with us, all we asked you to do was to click. Just that extra click makes all the difference in the world. Josh, can they can probably bookmark it, can't they?
No, go. You have to go to TiVo.
Okay, you have to go to the click the Amazon
button.
So it's one extra.
You hadn't been sleeping, you'd know that already.
That's true.
I think that's it's really exciting. The difference now is also that when you do that, it will take you through our show to your Amazon page. So you will get to reorder all the things you might want to reorder or take you back to a search you were doing. And we get credit for that as well. Is that
just
right,
one
Josh?
Click.
That's
just
the
one
way
click.
That
correct.
Works.
That's it.
It's great. So thank you, Amazon, for doing that. Now that the world of influencers has taken hold with our society, we're back in the fold for Amazon. And folks, to keep this show chugging along, that's a game changer for us.
Huge.
And it was a big deal when we stopped doing it. And hopefully it'll be an even bigger deal when we start doing it again. So please, please, please go for it. Do it. I want to talk for a second about the TV box that I watched over the weekend.
Do you look at television?
I look at the television. Two things. The Ronda Rousey, Gina Carano fight on Netflix carried up the great tradition of just pissing me off where, you know, who had 17 seconds of fight where the arm bar. Yeah, that's right. Well, we don't want Gina Carano to get her arm broken, but it was kind of a drag to see that happen immediately. Ronda Rousey jumps in for the takedown, gets Gina Carano in a position where she can do an arm bar, and she taps out within 17 seconds.
Was there at least an undercard so that there was some
fighting? There were tons of undercards. There were undercards so there like was out something. The ass. There were, there were websites on websites that had pre-Netflix, I didn't watch it. I didn't stay up to watch it, and I didn't watch the undercard. I really take in a lot of my mixed martial arts and bare-knuckle fighting online with the little snippets, but this was, you know, if you waited up, and by the way, if you're a subscriber to Netflix, you got it for free. C'est la vie. If you got a subscription to Netflix because you wanted to see this fight, my sincere apologies for that, but they both are... Like, if those two women were to come into this studio right now, I would be tongue-tied. I find the toughness and the attractiveness of women of that age.
We're
and
back to
being,
this.
It's just so cool. They're just such badasses. Gina Carano is such a badass. She really is. And Ronda Rousey also, just super cool. But, you know, and I think in a way the fight was promoted... maybe some of us are glad they didn't like carve each other up in the octagon.
If you did get Netflix just for the fight, and you're disappointed, we understand. Watch Beef, then you will truly be disappointed.
Beef, the TV
the second
show.
Series of Beef,
the second season. Yeah,
you hate it, right?
Oh, it's
you really
horrible.
Hate it. Now, on a related note, on the Paramount Plus network, welcome back to Two Old Friends. I've watched two episodes or three. I'm not sure when it debuted, but there are two spinoffs of Yellowstone.
Okay.
One I think is called Marshals,
and
Marshall's it's got. It's got the younger brother, and I watched five minutes of
it. They work in a clothing store that has factory seconds, right?
No, I believe this is a man with a badge, Rob, but that's okay.
Oh, it's not Marshall's a department store then.
And it's just he can't carry it. He can't. Oh. He doesn't have the gravitas to do that. But the Dutton Ranch, which terrible name. They could have done better.
That's
but
bad.
Beth and Rip Wheeler... Beth Dutton and Rip Wheeler, they haul off and move down to Texas and start a ranch down there. And here's the key to the formula.
Okay.
First of all, their chemistry and their ability to act together, they're the best actors on the show. They always were. And so they have that. And then you throw in the A-listers. And I'm sorry, it works. Yes, it's a cheap attempt to keep the Yellowstone name alive, but it works. And who do you throw in as the matriarch? You take an absolute A-list actress who hasn't been in the spotlight for a while, and her name is Annette Bening.
Really?
Annette Bening plays the matriarch of this Texas cattle operation, and it's awesome.
Now, what's the name of the show?
It's called The Dutton Ranch.
Yeah, and they were going to call it Horse House. Originally, but they didn't go that.
Thank you.
What year does this show take place? Is it modern?
Yeah.
Or is it historic?
It's modern.
Any chance they have a Landman crossover? Taking it down into Texas.
It could happen. I mean, they do lots of different stuff. They have a few flashbacks. The bottom line is they went off into the sunset and had their own little ranch up in Montana, and a wildfire and a forest fire wipes out ranch. Wildfire. And it wipes it out, and then they decide they've got an opportunity to buy a ranch down in Texas, and they go down there, and then they throw in another A-lister. Guy that's been in a million things, a guy that's a great badass, and he's an old guy now, but he's a good old guy, and that's Ed Harris. They throw Ed Harris and Annette Bening into the cast, and I am telling you, it works.
I like
it
Ed Harris.
Works.
He plays the best bad guy.
If you're looking to get your Yellowstone fix, go. Oh, hold on a second. Let me see. No.
What's that?
Leave me alone. Thank you.
Mike, can I
don't want the Boston Herald.
Television.
I have the Boston Globe, you bastards.
Can I have 30 seconds about television this weekend?
Sure.
Will Ferrell did not disappoint. He was useless on Saturday Night Live.
I saw clips. Yuck.
And Mike, yeah, nothing good. I thought we were going to get away without seeing his ass, but no, he did it in the final sketch. And so, Will Ferrell, you are useless, and the fact that you look like...
The Red Hot Chili Peppers bit didn't carry on that.
That was fun 10 years ago.
Bit, yeah, that bit that they've run into the ground, no creativity. Yeah.
And also, Paul can't sing anymore. I've said it. Leave him alone. Leave him alone. It's
How
fun
old is
that
he now? He's north
83,
of
83, I think. 83.
Okay. He looks amazing. He really does.
And
give him credit for that.
He was better in the sketch than he was... playing, but and this is not something I often do on Saturday Night Live. They didn't have the band close out the show. The credit roll was over a third song by Paul and his band, and that was really cool. I'm not going to tell you that he can sing. He can't anymore.
Oh, Dutton Ranch. Yeah, Dutton Ranch.
Oh, Dutton
what did
Ranch.
I call it?
Dutton Ranch.
I call it Dutton
yeah,
Ranch.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah, Dutton Ranch. That's what
anyway,
it's called.
Leave not Paul alone. He won't sleep until he has all the money, so just deal with it. That's all.
Yeah, and to start the bit like that, and then they think they can just bring out the Red Hot Chili Peppers guy, and that's the bit. And they don't have to do any writing around it.
What I hated the most is that guy drummed for Paul's band, and it's not Paul's drummer. That's obviously how they got him to do it.
Really?
Yeah.
That he wanted to sit in with Paul McCartney?
Sure, why wouldn't you? Yeah.
Okay, that sucked. TV. How about you, Josh? You watch anything interesting over the weekend?
Some reality show I had on the background while I posted clothes online to sell. Nothing I care about.
And pretty soon you're going to be riding your Tron motorcycle out of the area that you're in right now. Yeah. That is the coolest. Is that not the coolest shot I have ever seen?
I love it.
It's odd. It's weird,
you know what it
man.
Is? I think it's the lighting and the color. The color is
the
wild.
Angle? Is it because I guess it's because it's showing...
It's the yeah, this but guy. It's great. It's great because it's that lit background you have there.
It is just, lit.
I can't stop staring
at it. And also, it has his entire fauxhawk in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, since we've messed up before, should I do the
Omaha?
The Omaha. Okay. Yeah. That was my cue. Omaha. Yeah. My okay. Stakes. Matter of fact, there is nothing on the docket for the din-din in the O'Mara household, which means I am going out to the freezer where I have a Wagyu steak burger with my name on it. Ladies and gentlemen, do we have any music?
Yes, Mike, we have music.
God.
I grazed a button. I muted it.
Mistake
the worst thing about
mistake
this.
Mistake after mistake after mistake.
Yeah, but you have mistake. To admit that...
He's just waking up.
If you look at the whole day, Mike, this is pretty minor.
Yeah, comparatively. Yeah, I'm always up for a great burger. Let me talk about the Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Pack. For just $99.99, my mistake, you will score 20 premium steak burgers, four each of filet mignon, New York strip, ribeye, brisket, and sirloin. These aren't your average grocery store burgers. These thick, juicy 6-ounce burgers that are exactly what your grill needs are yummy, yummy in your tummy. You also get 8 free Wagyu smash burgers. Whether you're grilling for a cookout or throwing together an easy family dinner, no fillers, no shortcuts, just top quality beef done right. from freezer to grill to your belly, and you can even put them in the air fryer like Josh's family does. Buy now, thank me later. Get ready for grilling season with the mouth-watering Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Pack, plus 8 free Wagyu Smash Burgers. That's 28 burgers for just $99.99. Go to omahasteaks.com, and as a bonus, use promo code Mike to get $35 off your order. That's $35 off with promo code Mike. Let me hear you. M-I-K-E. Terms apply. See site for details, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, you know what? I'm tired of people picking on our Josh Soroka for doing his bin hunting side hustle. By the way,
it's
do side hustles. You know, I mean, it's not always going to be what it's always been.
Right.
And, you know, the people that want to give him crap for that, you know, hey, everybody, I don't begrudge anybody their new financial reality in the world that we live in right now, okay? So lick my Irish bag. And by the way, 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 buttheads, and stay off my fan page. That's TMOS Fan Club. Have you ever had a fan club, idiots? You trolls, you bitter, bitter bastards. Thank you.
You talked about earlier in the program, Mike, you said that you don't know if it is a seasonal or a time thing when the trolls really come out. In the past, it's always been right before something really good happens.
Okay.
Like a weekend, especially a long weekend.
Like Memorial Day.
Yeah. Or Memorial Day, yeah.
Getting ready for summer.
They've got nothing to look forward to. They have nothing but dread and hatred in their lives, and they're sharing it. And here's the news. We don't want it.
No, I don't want it because we're not big enough to deserve it.
Right.
No.
That's the truth, Ruth. Thank you.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah, not big enough to ignore it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You know? But I mean, yeah. If you get off, I don't care. Here's the thing. I hope that sounded genuine because Josh had to tell me about it because I didn't read it myself. And I look for it, but sometimes I just can't find it. Yeah. And then, but he tells me, well, they're giving me crap about my bin shopping, yeah, which he did, by the way, over
trash.
The weekend in Orlando. Mm-hmm. You drove all the way to Orlando to go through bins?
Well, no, I've now gone to Jacksonville, Tallahassee, and Orlando to go through bins.
Did the Orlando bins have a lot of Mickey Mouse stuff?
You know what I got in the Orlando bins? I got a lot of WWF. A lot of wrestling stuff.
Oh, that's good stuff.
And that stuff sells pretty well. Mm-hmm. So that's been good.
Well, your total profit so far?
About $1,900 in 2 weeks.
There it is.
Wow.
And,
why not?
And it's fun. It's a fun challenge. I'm competitive. It's fun to see who finds the best stuff at these bin stores, who makes the most money. I did a little Marshalls flipping this weekend, too, buying stuff off the clearance rack in Marshalls and then selling it online for 3 times the price.
It's fun.
Works great.
Are you starting to be recognized, and do you recognize other bin shoppers?
Yes. yes, I recognize other bin shoppers and the employees. They have not came up and mentioned recognizing me yet, but I recognize them.
Good.
I did have as I went to the post office this morning, she said, oh, you had a pretty good haul this weekend, as I dropped off 14
Somebody
packages.
Said, is that after expenses, Josh?
That is after expenses. I believe I laid out profit. Yes. That's amazing. After listing fees on all these websites, after the cost of $1 per piece of clothing, and after the cost of shipping.
Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Now the Orlando, what's been
and
interesting.
And handling.
So mm-hmm. I didn't.
And picking.
We had a Friday, we went down, decided to go to Disney for the day, down to Epcot, which meant. Mm. We just fit the Orlando bin stop in.
Okay.
Sure.
So
how is your wife at it? Is she good at it?
Yeah, she is. She's better than me at the high end like brands. I'm
for ladies too, right? I would imagine, right?
And I am
no, Josh knows ladies stuff.
And I am better at finding the t-shirts and what the kids call the streetwear.
Streetwear.
Yeah. Which is just like, I don't know, it's a t-shirt that's got like graffiti on it.
Are you still using AI to tell you what's worthwhile and what isn't?
Yeah, 1,000%. I lean on the AI.
But that's amazing.
I brought it up this morning because the Orlando bins, every bin store has different rules. The Orlando bin store was twice the size, maybe 3 times the size of Jacksonville. And they would do this thing where they run a rope through the middle of the store and shut down half the store. And while they do that, they get rid of all those bins and they bring out all new bins with stuff. And then they make an announcement, time to get in line. So I'm like, all right. So we go. I go and get in line with
They're
all the other people.
They're resetting the merch.
They
fantastic.
Reset the other side. And then they go, all right, you can go to the bins, but you can't touch. So you can walk over and look at the bins, kind of like that Storage Wars is all I could think of.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And that's your next step, by the way. Storage Wars is your next step.
Oh, we've had the discussion, yes.
I do that. That would be fun.
Because, again, the hunt is part of the fun right now. So you look at all the bins, and you choose your spot to stand. And once everyone settles, then they'll say, go, and you can start diving into the bins.
But so, you can't dive into the bins.
You start digging.
Like the plastic balls at McDonald's.
And, exactly.
Right, right. And then you quickly go through the bins, and then you can move on to the next bin and the next bin, and there's probably 30 bins that they just laid out. And
how big is a bin?
4x8.
Oh,
it's like
big.
About the shit of a plywood.
100 feet.
Yeah.
1,000,000 feet.
And wow. And what's amazing is there's lots of people there doing the same thing. And everyone's able to fill up shopping carts and, I assume, resell, and everyone's making money.
I have a question. Have you found anything gross in the bins?
Oh, gross.
Like a stain?
I have. Yeah, I check. I have tossed many clothes back
blood.
For stains. Yes. That
infection.
Would be, the
socks.
Biggest problem would be some stains in women's pants.
Oh.
How about that?
So,
isn't that something?
Yeah.
Now, goodness gracious.
A couple times I have reached in, and not that type of stain, but I've reached into other piles where there are wet clothes, and then I just
not
move
okay.
on. And
nice
I leave that,
beaver.
Leave that whole bin aside and move on.
Josh, I have to ask a question that I already regret asking this, but are there any one of the bin stores that are looking for those women pants?
I don't know. Am I supposed to start selling them? Maybe a different website for those?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, I mean, they could always resell them.
Yeah,
of course.
So that is not me. I lean towards the sports T-shirts.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
It's a mess. Glass and poop
t-shirts.
Everywhere.
Yeah, that's that's goodwill for you.
That's wonderful. Well, it's fun. It isn't fun the best thing to have in the whole wide world? In your sleep habits, have you managed, because we've got a big long segment coming up here.
Right.
Have you managed to curate some video while you've been doing whatever you do?
I have cobbled together maybe the best beautiful video that we have had in months.
That's good. That's
maybe
wonderful.
We should just call them dreams.
Dreams. Sweet Dream. We'll rename it now.
I disagree.
Sweet Dreams with Rob Spiewak.
I don't like that. I don't like
that. Ladies and gentlemen, coming up next, hold on. I can do even better, all right? Ladies and gentlemen, where is it? Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, coming up next, it's Sweet Dreams with Rob Spiewak. We'll be right back, everybody. Hey, Fudge Cutters, Mike O'Mara here. I want to share something my wife Carla is really excited about at DermGlow Skin. Peptides. Peptides are natural compounds in your body that act as messengers, helping with things like repair, metabolism, sleep, and energy. Now you can supplement them all. Partnering with a trusted telehealth partner, DermGlow gives you access to doctor-prescribed peptides in all 50 states. It's simple. Take a quick online quiz, get approved, and your order ships straight to your door. Peptides can improve your energy, metabolism, and cellular health. Detox and skin support, hair, skin, and scalp health, better sleep, and the Wolverine stack for recovery and healing. And of course, GLP-1s for weight loss. Whether you're trying to lose 30 plus pounds or just the last 5, there are programs and microdosing options to help with benefits like reduced cravings and better blood sugar balance. Everything is prescribed by licensed doctors safely and conveniently. If you're low on energy, struggling with weight, not sleeping well, or just not feeling your best, there may be a peptide that can help you. Visit DermGlowSkin.com and click the weight loss and peptides to get started. DermGlowSkin.com, helping you feel better from the inside out. Hey, Hey, folks, want to remind you one more time, we are now back with Amazon with our affiliate program. So please go to MichaelMaraShow.com, click on the Amazon button, and get to it. Get your shopping done, and we appreciate
it. Those David sunflower seeds are now under Stuff We Like.
Oh yum, great. Yum. Cracked pepper, very specific kind.
It is the cracked pepper ones.
Yes, not original and not ranch. Cracked pepper. Take it away, Rob Spiewak. Go.
Are we going to do beautiful videos still, or is the theme now that it's Sweet Dreams?
You can do whatever you wish.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry Todd.
I found this so charming. I know that you guys are pro baseball fans too, but do either of you ever go to AAA games?
Oh, yeah. All absolutely. Yeah,
okay.
I've done it. Yeah.
Okay, the Louisville Bats, which is a great name because, of course, the Louisville Slugger from Louisville, Kentucky, they had a new promotion that is a non-promotion. Have you heard of this?
No.
Is this the we do nothing? Is this the nothing night?
Nothing night, where they do the entire game with no ad reads, no music, no videos, no promotions, just a little organ music. And here is a little piece they put together. I would love this game. No announcer.
Go! That's just the way it is.
Oh, it's triple A ball, too, right?
Yeah. Isn't that cool?
It is cool.
Yeah,
I like
but
it.
They
it's
lost
minimal.
Me and showing the organ is just some cheap keyboard.
Yeah, they lost me when some guy at the concession stand had like a big scab on his hand. Mike, that's nasty too.
That's for something night, not nothing night.
They were focused on the sound there.
By the way,
the Mighty Muscles, come down and enjoy them down here in Fort Myers, Florida. The Mighty
and
Muscles,
we've got the
good
jumbo
good
shrimp.
The jumbo shrimp, there you
and
go.
And the jumbo scabs.
Yeah. Mark Miller and I, and Mark's doing really well, our friend
good.
Mark Miller, by the way, in his battle with leukemia, and we're wishing him the very, very best. Nice progress being made. Came back down into town for his daughter's birthday. We love you, Mark, and get well soon. Mark and I were having a discussion over, I think I brought this up before, the Mighty Muscles logo.
Yeah.
That it's got a kind of
suggestive,
a questionable
right?
look to it. Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Kind of looks like a taco.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Rob. I'd rather not dwell on
fine.
That right now.
I last week was talking about the Rolling Stones and that I think that they're no longer a band since Charlie has left. Mm-hmm. But they did something that a lot of people are up in arms about, and I don't mind this. I want your opinion.
Okay.
Because it's very common now for an older rock band to include like old footage of them or do footage of them that doesn't even have them in it to just tell the story of the song. What the Stones did, their new song is called In the Stars, and it is a busy video, but they have de-aged themselves in the video, so they look like the Stones of about 1975, and I think it's pretty cool to see.
Some people seek their fortune on the turn of a card. A soul is some bones and a whiskey glass.
It's really funny when they show Keith.
It's a little choppy.
I will kill it. Then.
I like it.
I do too. And you know what? The thing
you're,
about
you're
it,
frozen.
I hate it.
You might as well bat 1,000. My feeling is if you're going to have one of your best days, you know, have it all in the way. You might have to duck out and come back in.
All right. I will come back in.
See you later.
Don't fall asleep.
That's funny, Josh.
I don't mind the de-aging. I think the problem now, though, is people just want to hate whenever you use AI or any of this type of stuff.
We're very hypersensitive to it. That's the way it goes with that. The most frustrated I get is when I see a beautiful woman online now for any reason whatsoever. It's the first thing I think about. I think, is that a real person or is that AI?
Well, that's interesting because haven't we had this for years with women that any picture is really an airbrushed picture?
Mm-hmm.
And you never really see a real woman on the internet.
Yeah, I suppose you're right. But it just, you know, the fact that that's where my mind goes now, you know, even if it's a movie star, is that a real movie star?
Right.
Or is that a artificially generated image of a movie star?
We'll either move past that or we'll just accept it as everything's AI.
Okay. Well, who knows where it's going to be. We've got a couple of seconds left here, and he's going to pop back in. There he is.
Mike, I did want to say safe home to – are you familiar with soul singer Clarence Carter?
That sounds familiar. He comes from a family of musicians, I believe.
No, I don't think he did. It wasn't the Carter family. This is a soul singer that had a few hits in the 60s, early 70s, Slip Away, and perhaps most notably Patches. But his big success, I believe, that I will always remember him for, is a song called Strokin'. And I bet that you played this song at O'Mara's, because it was very popular
stroking
in the
to the left, yeah, and stroking to the
and
right.
And when you want to remember someone as a classy entertainer, always use these lyrics.
The other night I was stroking my woman, and it got so good to her. You know what she told me? Let me tell you what she told me.
What'd she tell you?
She said, stroke it, Clarence Carter, but don't stroke so fast. If my stuff ain't tight enough, you can stick it up my...
Safe home. Mike, are you troubled?
Just a little bit. What's the deal with the
claymation? Made it worse.
I don't understand that. That was always in the official video. It did make
Mike... Are we done yet?
It looks like a video for Pee Wee Herman with the claymation.
It does. That
colors.
Makes it not okay. I want to close with this, Mike. Did you know that the horse, the equine, has a very peculiar digestive system? A horse cannot vomit.
Oh, I saw this video. This is wonderful. This is real, too. This is not real. AI.
A horse cannot vomit. A horse cannot burp. So when a horse has
troubles... Or pass gas through its butt.
No, it can pass gas through
its
butt.
It can pass gas, but it needs some assistance.
It does. You need to sort of massage the side.
I love this video. I watched this 5 times. Watch this.
Just feel better, boy. Feel better. Feel better.
Thank you. Good night, everybody.
The amazing thing, Mike, is that he did not win the Preakness.
No, he didn't. What a that horse had to feel so much better after
Absolutely.
That was all over.
Gotta
there
know
he
it.
Is. Fantastic. Well, the time capsule show is completed, and we will be back tomorrow afternoon with a 3 p.m. taping for TMOS tomorrow. Are you surprised at that, Josh?
Yeah, we're 3 p.m. tomorrow.
Yeah, we are. Sorry, I said that last week. That that's the day that we'll be in the afternoon. Is that okay?
Yes, that'll be okay. I might be doing it from the car again.
Okay, no problem at all. Is that okay with you?
I'll set my alarm for 2:40.
Look forward to it. Yes, sir. We are hitting on all 8, ladies and gentlemen. Go to the Amazon button on the Mike O'Mara Show page, tmospodcast.com. Click on Amazon, do all your Amazon shopping, and give us credit. We need it. It helps us. Thank you for helping the show. We appreciate it. We'll see you tomorrow. For Josh Sirok and Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Love you, Pop.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Sunflower seeds!
Nice beaver.